I'll start by asking you a little bit about yourself. What is your area of specialization? What programs do you teach, and where do you teach? How long you've been in the institute?
Oh, ma'am, I am a teacher educator. I am working this DIET. This is District Institute of Education and Training, Dimasa
Right.
District of Assam. And I'm
Okay.
working here since 10 years, last 10 years.
Oh, okay. And this is in a rural area district.
Yeah, my institute is in rural,
Sir?
situated in my institute situated in a rural area, ma'am. Though it's
Okay.
from the district headquarter to around 50 kilometer far from district headquarter.
Okay. Okay. And what do you teach? What specialization do you teach, Mr. Or
Actually, my background is, ma'am, I'm a lecturer of ET department, actually.
okay.
And
Okay.
IT department. So basically, we teach there because of lots of some faculties. I have to teach sometimes this ICT paper. This is my own paper, ICT
Okay.
subject. I will teach. Then I will
Okay.
have to teach some understanding, self understanding. Then sometime EBS, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. What is ETS, sir? Sorry.
Education technology, ma'am.
Education technology. Okay, so
this is the my
your
department.
specialization is education technology. Ah, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. What is your and you teach which level, sir? B.Ed or D.L.Ed or?
Last 1 year we have our B.Ed students.
Okay.
Before that we have a D.L.Ed students, and we also interact with or give short-term trainings with the high school teachers also, and the semi-school teachers also. I mean, upper primary and lower primary teachers, and even high school teachers.
Okay. Can you do you know how many students, like how much intake you have, sir? What is approved for you for DLED and BA?
For DLED in our institution, 100 students are approved. Capacity, our department capacity in DLED for 100,
okay.
And for BA it is 50.
50, is it? Okay. And
for BA, ma'am.
Okay. In 2019, how many DLED students did you have, sir? Approximately, you don't have.
Yeah,
was
49. Now we have a 49 students, B.Ed students of second semester. This is
B.Ed.
Our first batch.
Okay. And your first batch of B.Ed, but D.Ed,
yeah.
You don't teach, is it, sir?
D.L.Ed we have, ma'am, since 2000, since inception we have D.L.Ed. Since 2010 we have a D.L.Ed course. So D.L.Ed pre-service.
Okay.
Teachers are there. In service are no more there in DLED. In service teachers.
Okay. And how many, how much enrollment you get, sir, for DLED?
Our capacity is 100, ma'am.
Yeah, but how many
now
100 fill up?
No, this time not, ma'am. This time we have around 60 like that. In first semester.
Okay, but what about before COVID? Was it full, like in 2019?
It's around 80, 70, 80.
Okay. And so what is the, in your B.Ed course, what proportion of students are from art stream? What proportion come to science stream? From science stream?
Right now, I don't have a data, ma'am, but basically
okay.
We have a 50 capacities. Among 50, now there is a 49 or 48 students are there. Two is left, I think.
Okay.
From there, 13 is deputed from the government schools and rest of the fresh student.
Okay. But you don't know how many are in science stream. You don't have
No,
that data.
that data we don't have present, because science subject they are going to experience in next semester.
Okay. How would you describe the academic qualifications of your students, sir? Do you feel it is they come with very good academic qualifications, or?
In case of B.Ed. ma'am, their qualification, almost they have the master's degree, most of them.
Okay.
And others qualification after graduation, after 3 years graduation, they have other qualification also. But in case of D.L.Ed., they have some students are coming after completion of their higher secondary, and some are even after B.A. also.
Okay, but what about their level? Do they come with first class, high first class, or what in general, what is the kind of academic level they come with, whatever course they do? So,
in case of D.L.Ed., ma'am, their quality is not so good in respects of, in regards to the D.L.Ed. students.
Okay.
Because their level is really not so good. But in case of B.Ed., they are really good. They are all well equipped, I can say.
Okay, so that is interesting to know. So do you feel that what proportion of these students are men, sir, and what are women in the students?
In case of women, ma'am, women are dominating in D.L.Ed. also, and in B.Ed. sections also, because we have more women students than the male students.
How many male students you have, sir, now in the B.Ed., for example?
B.Ed., we have male around 15 to 20 men.
But D.L.Ed. very little, is it?
Very little. Only male student is in a section, only hardly 7-8, below 10, we can say.
Below 10, okay. How do they admit your students into the program, sir? Is there some central test they have to do, or based on their marks, or how are they admitted into your college, into the institute?
Okay, ma'am. Actually, in our state, Assam, their SCRT, SCRT conducted a PET test, pre-entrance test. On the basis of that pre-entrance test, they are get the admission in D.L.Ed. sections. Before that, they will appeal for a online applications, and after PET only, they will, after they pass this pre-entry test, then they are only able to take the admission in D.L.Ed. institutes according to their choice. And in case of B.Ed., we are under Assam University. So Assam University also conducted a pre-entry test, and the pre-entry test, if they passed, then they will take the admission there.
Oh, okay. For both D.L.Ed. and B.Ed., sir?
Yes. There is a pre-entry test, ma'am.
Okay. And then only then they will get admission.
After they pass.
Okay. So you don't have any idea, last 1-2 years, how many students take up maths and science, sir? Many students or only few students take maths and science teaching?
In D.L.Ed. section, ma'am, they will not prefer the maths and science, very rare.
Okay.
Only a few students we have, because we are running this institution in a rural area. And it is also a tribal hilly districts of Assam.
Okay.
So there is a less number of the science student, ma'am, as compared to plains district of Assam.
And
this is one of the reason they are not coming. Science students are very less in our institute. And in regards of BEDs, we are come to know in, from the next session, because next session they have their have to choose the subject.
But you don't know have an idea how many have come with the BSc background like that.
Basic background, I think around 6-7, ma'am. We have
that's all. Okay.
Or maybe more than that.
Okay. Okay. Because they have to have BSc.
If you want
background.
Oh yeah, ma'am. If you want data, ma'am, I have to collect it from the students.
So much data. I just you, only if you know, sir. So
okay.
Yeah. Let me turn off my video. I think the
Yeah, ma'am. That so, will be better, madam. Network is poor, ma'am.
Correct. Yes. So what will you say is the socioeconomic profile of students? Are they from very poor communities? Are they from what is their socioeconomic background?
Okay, ma'am. In case of DLED students, ma'am, they are socially most of the students are from tribal background.
Okay.
They are hills tribe of this district. And socially, they are, it's okay, they are fine here. There is no problem with that. Okay. But economically, they are not so independent.
Okay.
So that problem they are faced, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
And in regards of BEDs students sound economically and socially eco-friendly in case of BED, ma'am.
BED, they're better off, is it?
They are better in that sense, ma'am.
Okay.
Though there is some economic, poor economic background student also there.
Okay.
I find 3-4 poor economic background student also.
Okay.
But this socioeconomic discrimination, you will find large in number in DLED section.
Okay. So do these students come in, who come in, do you know if they... If teaching is their first, choice of profession, or do they come in because they didn't get in somewhere else? Do you have any idea? Have you asked the students?
Yes, ma'am. I ask this question. Often I ask this question because this is, I think, before going to start the class, I ask this question first semester, most of the question. But in case of, ma'am, DLED, in case of DLED students, DLED student, ma'am.
Yes.
There are very less in number who are joined with the intention to become a teachers. But in case of BEd, they have a definite goal to become a teacher, so they join. And nowadays,
so why do DLED students join, sir, if their goal is not to become a teacher? What motivates them to join the course?
I think sometimes I feel, ma'am, they are not getting a good institute, or that's why they are not getting other course, professional course, so they take the admission. Actually, though teaching become a professional nowadays, but they still are not really understand that. So that's why they often come like this way. And nowadays awareness is growing because our government policies, because government is while anyone apply for a teacher job, they must have DLED or BEd degree. For lower primary and upper primary, they need the DLED degree, so they take the admissions. And for upper, so for secondary and higher secondary, so BEd students are coming. And now this trend is growing, but few years back it is not there in our district.
Okay. So what do you think is some of the key motivation for these students to join the program, sir? Do you
I think, ma'am, first one is for they want a job, because and some of them are from these districts only, especially the lady students, women students.
Right.
They are from this district, and they don't go to outside of district, so they will take the admission here.
Okay.
They want to serve their community from this district only.
Right.
This is one of the reason.
Okay, sir. In your program, in your experience, sir, what do students, of course, with B.Ed, you cannot tell, it's only first year, first batch, right?
Yes, ma'am, first batch.
But what do they like most about the program? Any feedback you have, sir, in the DLA?
DLED, ma'am, they actually, DLED, they have joined the DLED, and because nowadays it is compulsory to have become a teachers, and in our districts, the students, teachers from the outside of the district have to come and teach, basically in case of science and science teachings.
Right.
Because there is no enough students in our districts for science and mathematics teacher there to become a science and mathematics teacher, because they have don't have a science background.
Right.
So now they are realizing that, so this tendency is growing that they have to be do the DLR, then they are only able to become a teacher, so they are joining nowadays. And this is one of the reason, madam, because now job is also not so available. So
right.
Because in our district there is no such kind of industries out there.
Right.
So people's only dependency on the government sector jobs.
Okay.
Like that, man.
Okay. So what do they like most about their program? Do they like the ICT training, or do they like internship, or which part of the programs they like a lot, sir? From your experience?
Yes, they love the training, because in this training they come to know the various branches of the knowledge, man. Firstly, they came to know about the art and creativity, ICT, then also health and physical importance of health and physical education. Then another paper is there. This is understanding of self, towards understanding of self. That also they like very much, because that give them some skills to uplift themselves, man. These courses and side by side other courses are there.
Okay, that is interesting, sir. Thank you for sharing. So what is the main feedback you get from your students about the preparation? From the schools that they go for internship to schools, right, sir?
Yes,
you get any feedback from the schools about students' preparation?
Yes, ma'am. They in first semesters, actually, they observe the students. They observe the teachers. They go to schools and observe the teachers who teach that school, and they sit in the backside of the classroom, and they note down everything what they observe. From second semester, they are actually taking part in the internship, and they have the they are able to take their class from the second semester, ma'am. So they'll take their class, so they lab this session, because they practically run many things which they do not imagine also. So they love this internship sessions very much.
Okay. Is it 1 year or 2 year course, sir? DLED?
DLED is 2 years course, ma'am.
2 years course. But from second semester only they go for internship, is it?
No, first semester also they go for internship, ma'am. But first semester, they will just observe, ma'am. They will not actively take participate on the anything. They just observe and note it down.
Okay, but how is your relationship with the school, sir? Issues they have with the students you send, or any feedback they have for you?
Now they also enjoy the session, ma'am. Now they, because those teachers are actually DLED online mode in our institutes, and most of the teachers are taking course from our institute, so we know them, most of the teachers. They cooperate with us.
Okay. So they don't have DLED, is it? Because they got in earlier. Okay.
And now they almost they have the DLED degree, because in Assam government have launched in 2018 and in a distance mode the DLED training for the in-service teachers. So we all the diet of the states, we have taken more than thousands of students in our diet. Also we take more than thousands teachers, in service teachers, for this is ma'am distance mode. In the distance mode we teach them, so there we have a cordial, and most of the time we met them in a short term training, so we know the most of the teachers now. So they also know the value of this DLED, so they also cooperate with us. No issue for them.
Very good, sir. Okay, sir. Sir, once these students graduate and get their DLED, do they keep in touch with you? Do students come back and tell you if they've got a job, where what they're doing? Do they talk about?
Yes, some students, not all the students. Some students when they met with us and they pass some examinations, then they tell us about their success, and also get the feedback. They came after the completion of the course, their attitudes is totally changed, man. Because that time they come to know about the importance of this course. When they enter this course, they will not love this course first semester. After that, they gradually learn the things and then come to know so many things. So at the end of the course, they will really love it, and they acknowledge that, yes, they develop so much of skills from this course. That's the acknowledgement.
Okay. Sir, what about the TET exam? Do the students know about this exam? Do many of them take it?
TET exam. No? TET.
TET exam, yes.
Yes. Yes. Because of this TET exam, now this course have so much of demand. I think this is one of the reasons. Because previously in our state, if I talked 10 years back, since 8 to 10 years back, we don't have this that kind of exam in our state. So okay. 10 years back, there is government introduced the TET examination for teacher, and those are able to apply the TET exam, if they have the DLED or BEd. So that's why people are now, students are, come to know about this course and they enroll themselves for that course. And so TET, I think TET is one of the reasons to popularize this course system.
But if they get eligibility with TET, they can get government jobs, is it? Is that what?
Yes, it's government job also, and nowadays private sectors also welcoming this one.
Private schools are also asking for eligibility.
Not eligibility, but they are asking for this DLED certificate or BEd certificate.
No, but what about the TET exam? They are
TET is a ma'am. It's not a certificate, but it's a qualifying examinations. So if they qualify for TET, they will able to get a government teaching job if there is a vacancy.
Okay. So that is why they try it. Okay.
Yeah.
How many students will try, sir, approximately, in a batch, your previous batches, how many students have taken up this TET? And do you have idea how many students become eligible?
Yes, I think eligible rate is not in case of DLED. Eligible rate 30 to 40%. 40% students are able to crack the TET exam.
That is quite good, sir. 40%.
30 to 40, ma'am. Not only yes.
Okay.
They are able to, but I'm not sure about this thing, ma'am. I have to go. But I think most of the students, whenever I say, ask, yes, sir, we got a job in private sector, maybe sometime in here. I think 30% student minimum, ma'am, they are able to crack the TET exam.
Okay, sir. So is it like compared to your college, is it higher in other places or lower, very low in some places? And would you be able to know the reason why it is like that?
No, in case of my district, ma'am, there is only one institute. This is my institute, which will provide these courses. And other district also, there have a, might have the other institutions also. Beside DIET, there is a BTC also, sometimes the BEd college are also there.
Private colleges,
is it? Yeah, private colleges may also. I think in case of DLED, there is no private colleges. In case of BEd, there is a private colleges.
In your district, sir, there is one, is it?
Only ones, ma'am, we are providing. So it is very hard to compare that.
Okay.
But I, but
yeah, because you only started BEd now, so
yes, we only started BEd.
But in Assam, all of Assam, there is no private DLED college, is it?
No, ma'am, no, there is not
such college. Only private BEd colleges,
Private BEd colleges are there.
Okay, so what about the students' careers after completion? How many of them get government jobs? What kind of jobs they get, sir? And do you help in the institute, help them get a job, or if they're on their own, they try? How is
now they try their own. Sometimes they ask for the suggestions and guide them how to crack the TET exam. That time we conduct some workshop for that.
Okay.
Once or twice we conducted a workshop how to just to guide them how to crack the things. But this is a gesture from them, ma'am. This is not an initiative from our end only. There is nothing mandatory for all the institute.
It's not requirement.
It's not requirement. So right. Just we for a gesture, so we just provide them, we guide them. So after that guide, some of them are able to crack the examination. That is. And there is no such initiative from, I don't know, from the other district, I don't know. But officially, there is not like that. It's not official, just
so there is no like campus recruitment?
No, it is not like that. Yeah.
So how many of them from DLED get government jobs, sir, in the last few years? How many have got government jobs?
Since last two years, there is a yes. Last year we have the government have recruited some teachers who passed the TET since 2014-15.
Okay,
they accommodate in government service now. Okay. This year, last 2 years, there is a few months back, government have take some teachers who passed the TET exam. TET is not conducted only not in every year in our state.
Okay.
So TET is conducted within 3 to 4 years,
Oh,
once
okay.
in a 3 to 4 years.
Oh my, okay.
And this regarding the Central TET, this is different. Central TET, though, this is occurred every year now.
Every year in the district also, is it? In
In district also, but Central TET is not so desirable in our state, I think, man, because government want for state TET.
okay. So how, what, when they get these private school jobs, so most of them go to private school jobs, is it?
Yes, ma'am.
And
Most
how
of them.
much is their starting salary usually, sir, the DL-Ed student?
Say, I think around 8 to 10,000, ma'am. Not more
Eight
than
to
that.
ten thousand. Okay.
Not
Okay.
more than that. It is less than 8 to 10,000, ma'am.
Okay. And any other kind of jobs they take, sir, in NGO sector or anywhere else, or it's only mostly they get school teaching job?
They get mostly on a school teaching job, ma'am, or others, if other department, government department advertise for the other post, clerical post and others, they also apply for that. That
Oh,
is
for
different.
other government job also.
Okay. Other government post, they will apply. But most of them are prefer for the teaching job, I think so, because while they pass this course, they really start to feeling that they are the teachers, or because we often address them as a future teacher, so they start feeling like that, I think so.
So what do you feel they that the students get maximum out of the course, sir, after they complete? What is your feeling? What is the kind of development and
First, their attitudes will change, ma'am. They develop some of the skills. They develop this what we say life skills. We can say the life skill, which is very much relevant for today's world. They can acquire that after going through this course. So they are be confident enough. They become confident. And they are not become introvert in natures. They often say us that they are able to speak in front of the public because they while they enroll in our courses, they are not very shy in nature, and they are not what ease to speak before the class also. But after going through this course, when we'll ask them to take the seminars and all these things, so they are what make develop their abilities or is such life skill to what to develop this life skill and to face the any situation. I think that is the one of the great achievement for them. Though they will not get the job, but I find them very confident in their attitudes.
Okay. That is interesting, sir. You also said that they like the self-development course
Yeah,
also.
self-development course, because this is very important, I think. Though this course is entirely evaluated by the institute or the respective faculties, but they love this course because their attitudes will change, and their attitudes need to change. They change themselves actually after going through this course.
Okay. So now I will just switch and ask about your institution a little bit. What are some challenges you have faced, sir, you and your colleagues have faced with reference to teaching students? like attendance, right? Do they attend regularly? Their academic levels, interest, practice teaching in those respects?
Regarding the faculties or the students?
No, what challenges you face as a faculty
Okay.
regarding all these, as with related to your teaching and
Okay, well, now we are facing because continuous professional development somewhere is missing a little bit, I think so, which we
okay.
need to be because all this initiative is from our end only. Though
Okay.
SCERT sometimes conducted some short-term trainings or
Okay.
workshop-moved training, they convey some new concept to us. But most of the time, this
Okay.
is from their end only. And if faculties want, also faculty have no such opportunity because they have to do
Okay.
these courses.
So
This
for
is what.
faculty, you're saying you don't have opportunity for your professional development.
Yes, we have very not opportunity is there, but there is very less opportunity because of lots of reasons. Sometimes faculties are not able to know the which courses they need to do and
Okay.
where to go for that kind of course and
Okay.
where I find those course. This are something lacking them, I feel so.
Okay. So any other challenges you face, sir, or issues you face in your team, in your work?
Yes, some whenever there is some new concept is introduced, then that time we will face the problem of handling those things. But that time we discuss among our faculties also, and sometimes we call to our state level, our known professors, and we consult with them and we'll take accordingly their advice. Sometimes we feel so. But in regards of practice teachings and in regards of attendance of the student, these are must man. Only in an 80% attendance for every student is must. And our faculty is also lacking in some cases. But I think most of the teachers are good. But continuous professional development is somewhere missing. I feel so, madam. I don't know exactly what to say, but I think I feel
You
so.
feel that. Okay, sir. So what about with the affiliating, like with you have to work with SCR for conducting exams, allocation of students, any difficulties or issues with that you face, sir? So
Oh, with the SCRT, ma'am.
yes, so you connect with SCRT for all this, right? For examinations or university, sir?
Yes, or either university or other examination or either our known persons, ma'am. Some professors are known to us so personally, so we
Okay.
communicate with them.
So you don't have any issues regarding that?
Regarding which one, ma'am? Practice teaching like that.
No, regarding connecting with SCRT, with the university
No,
for examination, for admission, and all that process.
don't have such kind of issue. Which students, the student they apply personally and to SCRT. SCRT take the conduct the pre-test. And that time we help them to conduct the pre-test in our diet. And after that, they will get selection and they take the admission in our institute. So there is no such issues, actually. It's good, I think. They will cooperate with us, anything.
Okay, sir. So what about this new the is now saying that these programs must be integrated into, B.Ed. must become 4-year program and integrated with the multidisciplinary colleges. Is there any discussion about that in your institute?
Yes, ma'am. We have discussed in,
how they're going to do that.
Yes, ma'am. In last Wednesday, when I give you the time for the for this interview, actually, they suddenly principal ma'am called for a meeting regarding this issue that you are talking about now, about the four years integrated B.Ed. course and like that. So we 4 years integrated B.Ed. course for what you are just tell us, ma'am. This 4 year integrated B.Ed. course about that.
Oh, they just tell you now. So there is
No, ma'am. We from government we have received a letter from the director of SCRP.
Okay.
Regarding the feasibility of doing this course, 4 year integrated course.
Oh.
But they have given us the some, I think some forms, they sent some form to fill up. I think principal will discuss with us regarding those, how to fill up these things and what will be the, our answer. She make a discussion with her and she will fill up accordingly. But actually, government is now willing to introduce these courses in our diet, but our diet is not ready yet, man. Because we have infrastructural issues. We have our faculties issues. Faculties, I mean to say, ma'am, we have a less number of faculties as compared to its full capacities.
Correct.
This is one thing. And for infrastructure is poor in regards of that. If you introduce the BA, BEd and BSc, BEd, BEd, we can able to do the things, but for BSc BEd, we don't have a lab, and I mean we have a lab, but that is not up to the mark, up to the level lab.
Right.
Then library is also not so good as compared to the other districts and institutions. So we are we ask for some more time also.
Okay,
to,
so there
and,
is no plan. Sorry, sir.
Go ahead. No, it's okay. And there is no such other what may I mean to say issues of professional development is also there, ma'am.
Okay.
If they, because in our diet we are recruited on the basis of department, not on the basis of subject, as like in colleges. In colleges, okay. Madam, they have that subject-specific professor or lecturers. But
right,
in case of diet, there is department-wise lecturers. Madam.
Okay.
This is one of the problems. To implement this 4 years DLED course, sorry, B.Ed. course in our diet. And infrastructure is also there.
Okay. But what about other affiliated, other colleges, degree colleges are there that you can affiliate with?
Yes, in our districts also there is one of the government colleges are there, and affiliated this college is also their degree level colleges. But they are not applying for the, I think they are may not be ready for this course. I think one college is maybe go for this integrated B.Ed. course from next or within 2 or 3 years. I think they will plan for that.
Okay.
I heard from the other sources.
Okay, sir. All right. Thank you so much, sir. Sir, my last questions and then I'll stop and let you go, sir. Sorry to keep you so late.
No, it's
but,
okay.
I just wanted to ask you about what impact this COVID period has had on your work. What has worked? What has not worked? What difficulties have you faced?
Difficulties we are facing, we are all home quarantine, we're staying at in home, and this is one of the reasons. And students are facing the problem. But I have entrusted this how to overcome these difficulties because I am one ICT background lecturer faculties, so they all of my faculties asked me to help them, so I gave them the training how to conduct the online classes through Google Classrooms. And I give that training to my faculties also and my students also.
Okay.
One day and today. Then after they are all are now able to take their class online classes, make or by using the Geo Meet and Google okay. Classroom, we are taking the classes with their okay. respective faculties account. So now we are doing online courses for that. Oh. From Geo Meet and Google Classroom.
Okay. But what about practice teaching, sir?
Practice teaching is now stopped, ma'am.
Okay.
Since last year also, we are not able to conduct the practice teaching. So we allowed them, we changed some activities or these intensive activities, and we make an adjustment and allow, select some activities, prepare them activities and give them those activities to do it at home.
Okay.
From the state level, they gave us and we circulated it. So they do it all the intensive work at home.
Okay, okay, sir. What about connectivity, sir? Those students have had connectivity issue or health related issue or financial issues like that?
Yes, ma'am. In regards of beard, they don't have this smartphone issues. So
okay.
far, I find. But in case of this DLED students, only 10 to 20% students, they don't have this number of smartphone and all this. And they have some issues. 15 to 20% students, I think.
Have issues.
You have issues of network and they have issues of a smartphone.
Device also.
Device also. And so we call them, yeah, we told them and if they are come to us, they will provide the notes. And so far, how possible to help them, we'll be ready to help them always. But some are residing in the remote village, so they are not able to come. So after, but they when they ask from the other source also, then we'll try to help them so
okay.
far possible.
So- What about exams, sir? Has it been conducted yet or no? This
no, it's not conducted yet, ma'am.
Okay.
Online examination will take in a Google form. That is different thing. But I think there is no, because examination is conducted through centrally.
Right.
So we are waiting for the government instruction. And for the internal assessment, we are not doing it yet because we are waiting for till 15th of this month. After 15th of this month, there may be institution may be open, reopen again. That time
okay.
we will take.
Okay. Okay. Okay, sir. Anything else, sir, you would like to add to the interview? Anything else you can think of?
What, ma'am? About what, ma'am?
Sorry, anything else you can think of?
No, ma'am, it's okay. I don't
asked all the questions, sir. Any other?
No, ma'am, no, ma'am.
All right,
ma'am. Well, one thing I want to do, ma'am, you are conducting a survey on that.
I'm conducting interviews, sir. Yes, sir, with in number of states and one thing I wanted to ask you, sir, do you have any connection with any faculty working in a private B.Ed. college?
Oh, ma'am, I have to be asked. In today's at around evening, not evening, around afternoon. So Hini ma'am will ask for that. Okay, I will contact with a B.Ed. college faculties and I'll let you know, ma'am.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. If you find anybody in the private
sector,
if you give me the information, I will talk to them and see if I can interview them.
Okay, ma'am. I will just after your this interview, I'll try to communicate with them. If I'll get, I'll definitely get you.
Thank you so much. Sir, I think you've given very much of your valuable time and it was Very, very enlightening, your interview. Thank you so much for the trouble.
No, it's my pleasure, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye.
Bye.